supply of misinformation, Mr. Know-It-All.
I am Mr. Smart. I am Mr. Smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
And now another useless fact.
Good morning, Saskatchewan. It is Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener, an exclusive club of very intelligent people that call in to share their knowledge with our listening audience. Brent Lauk's filling in today on the Evan Bray Show. And again, we've got a trivia question. The only way that you can present your answer is by phoning me at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. It's your chance for fame and glory and great acclaim, and to prove to your friends, your family, your neighbors just how smart you really are, just like Brady Lockhart, who was our winner last week. Good morning, Brady.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm doing well. How are you? How was your week?
Good, yeah.
A lot of accolades, a lot of glory, surely people brought you presents, did they not?
Well, I don't know if I'll go that far, but it was a good week.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Brady. Okay, well, you were the winner last week, and you have the wonderful opportunity now to share your trivia question for this week for Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. What have you got for us?
Here it is. Out of 1,400 times, only 7 of these happened in Canada between 1962 and 1966.
Out of 1,400, only 7 of these happened in Canada between 62 and 66. That's a bit of a head-scratcher, but I know we're going to find a winner out there. Brady, thanks so much for listening, and congratulations on your win last week.
Thank you very much.
1-877-332-8255. So, who's got the answer this week? Good morning, Lorne. Are you going to be Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener today?
I don't know.
It's always tough being the first one out. You hear the question.
Oh, well, the great Ricky Bobby always says, if you're not first, you're last. So, for the people that know me, I'm talking and trying to think, because when I talk, I'm not thinking. between 62 and 64.
Between 62 and 66, there was...
Well, 66.
66. This was done 1,400 times, but only 7 in Canada. What in the world are we talking about?
Yikes. Let me say probably it was in that. No, wouldn't be that. Oh, let's say send rockets to space.
No, not even close. But thanks for the call, Lauren, at 1-877-332-8255. Good morning, Bart. Are you going to be Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener today?
Not on this way.
You never know.
No, I don't have a clue, but I'm going to say meteorites landing.
No, nothing like that. Nothing sciencey, nothing spacey. Think about what was going on kind of in our world. 1962 to 1966. There was about 1,400 occurrences of this in that time frame, but only 7 happened in Canada. Courtney and Raymore, what are you thinking this morning?
I'm thinking multiple bursts, like triplets or more.
Nope, nothing like that. 1-877-332-8255. Hello, Al.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Al. How's things in your world?
Well, pretty good. Beautiful weather. Anyways,
oh,
I don't have a clue, but I would say that it would have something to do with the weather. I'm saying something with the weather.
Nope, nothing to do with the weather. 1-877-332-8255. Hello, James. Have you got our question figured out?
Is it British bands coming to North America?
Oh, you are warmer than anyone. Oh, gee whiz, you're just so close. You know, I'm a big-hearted, generous guy, and plus I'm not going to be here anymore after today. So what the hell? I'm going to let you expand on that a bit. Think about what you gave me as your answer there, James, and try to dig a little bit deeper. Out of 1,400 times from 1962 to 1966, only 7 happened in Canada. What do you think it is?
Beatles concerts?
Yeah! You nailed it! Isn't that incredible to think? The Beatles, when they're in their early heyday from 1962 to 1966, they performed over 1,400 times in that. Like, you think about the math. Of course, they would often do two shows a day. But my God, those guys just kept going and going. They only performed seven times in Canada. And of course, it was in Vancouver, Toronto, and Montreal. They did land in Winnipeg once. They were on a flight to begin a North American tour in San Francisco. And in those days, they had to land halfway across. So they landed in Winnipeg. They fueled up the plane and they kind of waved at the crowd that was at the airport, but they never performed there. But job well done, James. You got the win today. You are Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Congratulations. Well,
thank you. I'm grateful for the second chance, too.
All right.
So thank you for that, too.
You bet, James. Just hang on a second. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Okay, the story's developing quickly. We're back out to BC. Brenna Owen, CAP reporter we spoke to earlier today, and the big news that we learned here just in the past half hour, the birds get a stay, I guess. That's what's happening out there this morning. Brenna, what can you tell us?
Yeah, so that's exactly what Katie Pasitny, the daughter of the co-owner of the farm, said. The birds get to live today because the Supreme Court of Canada has granted a last-minute stay over the destruction of the flock based on a call order by the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. The group of the family and the supporters on the farm had just gathered basically for a prayer, and then a few moments later, Pasitny received a call from their lawyer, and the crowd erupted in cheers after she announced that they had secured this interim stay, and the court is going to decide whether it will hear the case or not.
Okay, so at least for the time being, and I guess we don't know the timeline, how this is going to play out, but for the time being, the ostriches live for another day.
So what we know from the farm's lawyer is that the Canadian Food Inspection Agency is going to stay at the farm, but certainly yes, there's been a stay on the call order for the time being. The CFA will stay here, and it has until, I believe, October 3rd to reply to the farm's application to have their case heard by the Supreme Court. So the CFA will have until October 3rd to file their response.
Okay, so this isn't going to drag on for a long period of time. They will hopefully get this resolved one way or the other here then sometime in October. Of course, once they hear it, the Supreme Court, we don't know how long they'll take to make a decision.
Well, so this is actually to determine whether or not the Supreme Court will hear the case.
Gotcha.
They're not judging the case right now. They're going to decide whether they will hear it.
Gotcha. Okay. Thanks for clarifying that. I saw some stuff on social media, too, and I don't know if you've heard or seen anything about this, but there is some talk out there about a local First Nations that somehow we're getting involved and we're trying to exert control over the herd, the flock of birds is theirs. Have you seen or heard anything about that?
I've heard some rumblings, but I don't want to speak to it. Sure. I don't think that there's anyone trying to take control of the herd. The area is under the control of the CFIA right now. But I've heard some folks may have, kind of said that they were from a local nation, but I don't want to speak further on it because I don't have those details.
Nope, that's fine. I understand that. I appreciate that. So thanks for the update. As it stands right now, no cull of the ostriches in BC. The owners and their supporters clearly going to be very happy about that. And now we'll wait for the Supreme Court of Canada to decide if they would hear an appeal on that matter. Thanks so much for your time, Brenna.
Of course, my pleasure.
You bet. Brenna Owen, a Canadian press reporter in BC, just outside the ostrich farm. So yes, a bit of a relief, I guess, for those people. The family, of course, that have been so traumatized, you could say, by what they've had to be going through here with this coming cull of 400 of these ostriches. And certainly the way the CFIA people and the RCMP had moved in on Monday, it certainly looked like that they were moving down the road of beginning to destroy these birds. The family was removed from the farm site. In fact, the mother and daughter were arrested yesterday because they had refused to comply. They were released last night or early this morning. But as it stands right now, there has been a stay issued by the Supreme Court of Canada in the cull of the ostrich flock in British Columbia. Any thoughts on the story? Love to hear from you. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. We've still got lots more to come on the program here today, coming up just after 11:30. A pop culture guy that you hear on our radio stations quite a bit over the years, Craig Siliphant, is going to be here. Yeah, we can talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of pop culture these days, but besides being a guy you hear on the radio, he's also an author, and he's got a brand new book, very much Saskatchewan. I do believe it's called Bunny Hug Cynic. We'll get more on that and what's on the minds of Craig Siliphant coming up here just after 11:30 this morning. Forestry Week, we were talking earlier about Construction Week. Well, Carl Neggers is going to be here talking about our great forest resource that we have here in Saskatchewan. He's the CEO of Forest Saskatchewan and SM Solutions. He'll be talking about, yes, the great value of our forests in the province, but more than that, we'll be talking about the impact of this year's wildfire season. Anything in your mind? We'd love to hear from you at 1-877-332-8255. I didn't see our winner. You get our winner's name, Adam, on... our Saskatchewan smartest radio list, James Cahoot was our winner. I gave a little flexibility. I'm allowed to do that. As our trivia question today had said, out of nearly 1,400 times between 1962 and 1966, only seven of these occurred in Canada. And we had some interesting answers from about half a dozen callers initially. James initially said the number of British bands coming to North America, but I gave him some leeway and I said, dig down a little deeper on that theme. And what he came up with was Beatles performances. And yes, the Fab Four in their heyday there in the early to mid 60s performed 1,400 times over the course of those four to 5 years. Gosh, those are busy guys. But only seven of those performances were in Canada. Did you go to one of those shows? Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, those were the three spots that the Beatles played in the early to mid-60s. So congratulations, James Cahoot, who got the win on Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener. Little Town Apparel, our official sponsor on there as well. Boy, there's so much going on these days. It was a very busy morning. Earlier today, we were talking to Bob Freeburg. We had Bob on for the first half hour of the show, and we followed that up with our Justice Minister, Tim McLeod, as we were talking about what's going on with the firearms legislation in this country, where you had Ottawa yesterday announcing that they were going to begin a program the 1st of October in New Brunswick. And they said this would basically be a test program on the much talked about long awaited gun buyback program. A lot of people in this country have issues with it. They're going to do this test run basically in the month of October in Cape Breton. And the way it works, they say, that they will have an online computer portal that would allow gun owners to declare their interest in participating in the program. At the end of the day, no matter how they're positioning this as a gun owner of one of the firearms, what they call assault style firearms, you'll have the option of fully cooperating in the program, signing up on the portal, and then having the police or someone, an agent for the government or for the program, come and collect your gun for its destruction. Now, there would be remuneration. How much money you get? And, you know, that's a big question. I know a lot of people have. Even our guest was talking about people he knows, Bob Freeburg, Saskatchewan Firearms Commissioner, that have, you know, firearms that are worth a lot of money. Is that value going to translate when you decide you're going to hand that gun in? Or has Ottawa come up with a set amount that they say, oh, this is all that firearm is worth and that's all you're going to get. Here's your check. Go away. So the first option is fully cooperate in the program. Sign up, have them come and get your gun and get your money. And I'm guessing that's how the majority people will operate. The second option you would have is apparently prove destruction of that firearm yourself, but you have to have somebody like a qualified gunsmith do that work. So why would you spend $500 or whatever to decommission or destroy a gun that you've got when you just hand it over to the police and they do it? Or your third option is don't comply at all. I know in this world there will be people that say they're not going to comply, but I don't know what option you have. This is a federal mandate. Now, the big thing, I guess, coming out of this is the fact that this buyback program that they're starting as a pilot project in Cape Breton, 1st of October, the minister in charge says that he says the buyback is voluntary and that no one is going to have their weapons confiscated. I know that's what he's saying, but that doesn't really come across to me as what they're planning to do with this program. But he went on to say the program will be going nationwide later this fall. What are the provinces going to do about it? Well, it's interesting. Over in Alberta, for whatever it's worth, some of the people there have said, we're not going to comply. And this is the provincial government, some people in the provincial government saying, we're not going to comply. I don't know if they'd have a leg to stand on, but it's really going to be interesting to see how this does play out here in the coming weeks with the pilot project down in Nova Scotia, Cape Breton, and then the rollout supposedly nationally. And the amount of money that this program, like they've already spent quite a bit of money because they've made this offer out to businesses, firearms dealers, and they say that the program from the fall of last year until the 1st of May this year collected about 12,000 firearms. And in those cases for businesses, they handed out $22 million in compensation. Well, you think about the, gosh, hundreds of thousands of weapons across this country, and they all get turned in. Like the amount of money this is potentially going to cost us as taxpayers as the government moves ahead, we will see how it all does play out. A lot of people are saying that the Carney government made this promise and that that he's playing to his voter bloc in Quebec because of this. Who knows? But a lot of people don't like how this is being done. At the end of the day, I'm guessing most people would follow the letter of the law and would present the police or the authorities with the firearm as requested. But again, it's going to put a big workload, one would think, on a lot of your local police forces as well. Yeah, some of the challenges of living in our great country these days. Brent Lauk's happy to be filling in. You've got one more hour of me, and then we'll be introducing Evan Bray back into the program here tomorrow. I'm sure you've heard by now, Evan's been a farm boy over the past few days, doing some work, helping with harvest. Gosh, speaking of harvest, too, I don't know if you had a chance to see it. I posted it on the Brent Lauk Show page on Facebook. A young woman that I work with here, friends of hers, had showed her this picture. Two combines that went up in flames this week, just south of Rosetown in the Elrose area. Thank goodness no one injured in this. But again, it speaks to being safe out there during harvest season, dealing with all this big equipment. And things get hot. Thank goodness only a loss of combines. Let's hope the insurance is going to help out in that particular case. But you know, good old Saskatchewan, the friends and neighbors will be there to help pick up the pieces and I'm sure help them finish off harvest as well. You can take a look at that photo on the Brent Lauk Show page on Facebook. We've got news and then more of the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.